All right, I'm speaking with Thomas Trappenberg. You are the Green Party candidate for South Shore St. Margaret's. Welcome, Thomas.
Thank you very much, Ed. Nice to be here.
Well, I'm giving everyone this opportunity, as we spoke before we came live here, to basically introduce themselves to the constituents of South Shore St. Margaret. So let's start with that. You're standing on my doorstep, and I'm in the middle of cooking supper, and you've got 30 seconds to keep me from shutting the door. Introduce yourself and tell me about Thomas Trappenberg and the Green Party of Canada.
All right. So my name is Thomas Trappenberg. I'm a professor at Dalhousie University. I'm a physicist originally doing all this popular AI stuff. I have been living in the Tantallon area for the last 9 years. And I just love it here. The reason I'm running for actually several years is that as a scientist, I think we need to listen to the argument. I have known climate change for 40 years, and because my father was a meteorologist, and I was educated to that we have to speak up when something is wrong. So I'm very, very scared that we are not reacting on the recommendations of many scientists around the world, and I think the old parties do not really take actions, and so therefore I'm offering to represent us at South Shore St. Margaret's.
Okay.
To do it better.
Well, that leads me to my next question then. For you, what do you see as the most pressing issue for South Shore St. Margaret's?
Yes, so there are two interrelated things. As I mentioned already, I am very scared about climate change. People don't realize how much we are paying already for it. As a scientist, I am trained to look at data, how things will develop. And I have to say, we are really not acting. A lot of people now talk about it, but we are not acting on it. And it is related that we have now to also renew our economy. We have seen how it failed, in many sectors. So we need a sustainable economy. And this is the perfect time to now say, well, we have to renew it. We have to invest in new kind of infrastructures. And why not just doing it now?
So when you say new infrastructure, you're talking green technologies as opposed to what we've done so far?
Exactly. Of course, this will be green infrastructures. This will be renewable energies. So why should we here in Nova Scotia send our people to Alberta to dig up, carbon and oil sands, where we have so many opportunities here? And nobody is really talking much about it. But we have now a big chance, and we need to take it now.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the Green Party of Canada. Why do you feel they're the right choice to lead this country at this point?
The Green Party, I should say, it's really an international movement. Look, a lot of people have realized that the old type of thinking and doing our economies are failing. And the Green Party has globally made a lot of progress. Most countries who have gone this way now create lots of jobs. There's actually job shortages. So the truth is that especially our main other two parties who have led this country for many years are just now managing decline. And what we need is now a renewal of the 21st century, but still doing, 20th or 19th century politics. So it is really, now is the time. And we know this. I mean, a lot of countries and a lot of even provinces like PEI are going in this new directions and do very well with that. So I wish people would see it as really positive, a really positive direction to take.
Mm-hmm. What are you hearing on the doorsteps? What are people telling you when you knock the doors? What are their big concerns?
I find this such a funny question we often get, especially from the press. And, if you want to have a poll, there are better ways to do it. As a scientist, I should also tell you. So most people will just tell you, of course, pick something they want to tell you. Yes, they tell me, we are doing the right thing because this is an important issue. So I want to pick actually one thing which shocked me more.
Sure.
And it is, once in a while, people come and saying, go away, you're all the same. Mm-hmm. And this is shocking. This is shocking how many people are so disenfranchised from our politics. It is really sad because politics is about our society. We have a democracy, or kind of, it's one of the oldest systems and it really needs reform. So that makes me a little bit sad, in particular because I really see so many opportunities which are not taken by the same old. So that's one thing which is sometimes shocking.
Mm-hmm.
I should also say that, so therefore, it's nicer to be really on the doorstep, because it is really interesting to listen to people, what they have to say. And they're all kind of things.
Well, Thomas Trautenberg with the Green Party, thank you very much. I appreciate giving me a few minutes today, and good luck out campaigning.
Thank you very much. Thank you.